But it's really around the holidays, you kind of need to have a different mindset. And it's tough to just abandon the celebratory mood that you get in. You see these amazing once a year foods and you just want to dive in there and stuff your face. You know, that's half the fun, right?
Yep.
Eating some of these foods. So without telling people you shouldn't eat these foods, because, I mean, if someone told me that, I'd want to punch them in the, like, right in the throat.
Wow.
Don't punch.
Yikes.
I'm not kidding.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We got a really fun holiday-themed episode, I would say, and to get it kicked off, Shannon's already noshing on some holiday-themed goodies. No, as we said in previous episodes, you know, with the baby here, we got to find whatever time we can to get some food in and podcasting in. So.
There was a time he would have just, like, given me the stink eye no.
Yes.
Hand gestures to shut it up.
No, I know. But like I said, time is of the essence with us as of late. So we really appreciate you guys listening and all the ratings and review you guys give us in iTunes and on that Facebook page, Addicted to Fitness Podcast. That's right. Don't just look for Addicted to Fitness. Make sure you throw a podcast at the end of that.
Yes, that's us.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll end up on some stranger's page, and who wants that?
Exactly. You won't have all the type of past episodes and useful fitness knowledge that you should get with us. All right. So, first and first most. How we usually lead off the podcast is with our training recap.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you guys know, I am training that title boxing, which is going really well. I got the mixture of boxing and kickboxing classes and getting some really good feedback from the participants of that and meeting a lot of interesting people too. You know, interesting. I got to meet somebody who is a director for YMCA.
Oh, that's cool.
And actually someone who was a science teacher at University of Tampa, where we went to school.
Small world.
Told me, you know, we got it talking, and I told her what my background was, and she was like, "Hey, you know, you could be an adjunct professor."
Yeah.
Professor. Yeah, sure, that's how good I would be if it was a professor.
You'd be a super professor.
Yeah, exactly. So it was cool. It's a really good opportunity, and I'm very excited to have the opportunity to, you know, train people in that arena too, and under that umbrella of title boxing.
Yeah, I can imagine there'd be quite a wide range.
Yeah. Like, as you imagine, anybody who comes to a kickboxing class is a whole kind of runs the gambit of different social classes and,
experience,
you know, everything, demographics, if you will. So, also, we added a couple new ETT clients, one old one, one new one, and one of them particularly is training with me at Tampa Strength, which is, I'm kind of going to hint at, we have a program coming up soon that we'll be talking about in December at length, which is really, really cool. I'm really excited about, and we're just going to hint at it a little bit that it's kind of for the moms.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you guys more information on that come December, because I'm really excited to talk about that program. It's going to be a great opportunity for, you know, more people to take advantage of, you know, the gift of fitness for the holidays, if you will.
I love it.
So what about you? What did you do for your training?
This past week, honestly, has been a little bit stressful, and I've fallen off a little bit of my goal, which was I was really just trying to do something every day. But I found myself with less than the 30-minute period that I had previously set as kind of my goal for some sort of activity. And it was like shrinking to 20 and then shrinking to 15. And then this week I had 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I kind of fell off the wagon, you know, because of things going on. There are certain things happening at home that are making it a little more difficult to keep the status quo. And
like what? You got to be in charge of another human life?
Another human life that's in transition and already showing her stubborn streaks.
Yes.
So, yeah, I just kind of an off week. So I did manage to get on the bike a couple times. And I'm not doing high-intensity workouts anymore either. I'm doing more low-intensity, but, you know, spinning still, kind of focusing on that zone two, zone three sort of workout, and then doing some circuit training and yoga. So that's right. That's what I've done. It's just not been to the time that I've wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with that. I have mm-hmm. I have other priorities right now. So little walks, we've managed to get out. The baby actually loves going outside, mm-hmm. and, you know, I've walked her around the yard, just get some fresh air, and that's always good, too, so.
And when you say the bike, which bike are you referring to?
I am referring to our Peloton bike.
Of course, yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't gone out on a bicycle.
And yeah, in case anybody was wondering, any new listeners, we've talked about it probably ad nauseum to some extent, mm-hmm. but we love, love, love the Peloton cycle. So it's really cool, to call it a stationary bike is probably just an undersell, if you will. You guys really just check out, we'll probably put a link to, our past episode we did about the Peloton cycle, the numerous ones we did, or take a link, you know, just, I think Peloton, probably just Peloton.com. I don't know. They have a pretty cool YouTube video.
Yeah. Google them. They're everywhere.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. So that is our training recap for the week. Did you have anything else in the training recap?
Got nothing.
All right, good, because I was very excited about this next thing. Normally, you guys hear a commercial for our sponsors, the Hemp mm-hmm. Coffee Exchange, but we wanted to do kind of a live read because we were happy to announce that the Hemp Coffee Exchange finally closed on their first brick and mortar location recently. So even in the past week. So we're really excited for those guys. Jeremy and Brett are awesome guys, and we're super proud and happy for them to kind of fulfill this part of their, you know, entrepreneurship dream of actually having a location for the Hemp Coffee Exchange.
I can't wait to go there mm-hmm. and see them in their like location and everything, see them in action.
Yeah, and it's because it's going to be much more than a coffee store, so we can't wait to see, and we'll keep you guys updated with their progress. But for those who don't live in the Tampa Bay area and won't be able to visit their brick-and-mortar store, you can go to thehempcoffeeexchange.com.
Yep, and there you can use a wonderful little promo code they were so kind to extend to our listeners. It is the words or letters ATF. Mm-hmm. So for Addicted to Fitness,
there
if you
go.
Need help remembering ATF. And you can save 20% off your online order. Now that's a fifth. If you want to go back to grammar school and your fractions, that's a fifth of your order. That's a great, great deal.
Yeah.
So take advantage of that because the holidays, they be a-coming.
Oh, you read my mind. That's what I was saying. Perfect holiday gift for the coffee lover out there.
Yeah.
So once again, guys, check out thehempcoffeeexchange.com and use that code ATF. So as we said, we're saying it multiple times. It's the holidays coming soon, and this is a holiday theme episode. Well, we have Thanksgiving first. What's the Thanksgiving song?
I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Is this a real Thanksgiving song or are you just making it up?
No.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Adam Sandler turkey
oh,
song.
Oh, that's right. That's
the
right.
Thanksgiving song.
I thought
I
you
love
were going,
that song.
I thought you were improv-ing.
No.
That was kind of,
I mean,
was like,
I don't
go
really,
for it.
I don't really remember the tune. I was like, I love turkey with cranberries.
Okay.
You know, like, I know the words, some of the words, but I can't remember the tune. I only listen to it once a year.
All right, that's okay. All right.
But I love it.
So, to keep with the theme, you actually found a pretty interesting article in one of our kind of mm-hmm. cookbooks that we have here, which is much more than a cookbook. Cookbook. But it was something about, I would guess, digestion.
Mm-hmm. So, one that we were talking, just Nick and I, about kind of the things that we use as tips and tricks around the holidays, and we've had previous episodes. We'll be sure to post them on the Facebook page around the times of the holidays so that you can get a refresher on some of those where we talk about tips and tricks. I'm tongue-tied today,
too. I know. I'm infecting you.
Oh, my gosh. But it's really around the holidays, you kind of need to have a different mindset, and it's tough to just abandon the celebratory mood that you get in. You see these amazing once a year foods and you just want to dive in there and stuff your face. You know, that's half the fun, right?
Yep.
Eating some of these foods. So without telling people you shouldn't eat these foods, because I mean, if someone told me that, I'd want to punch them right in the throat.
Wow.
Don't punch.
Yikes.
So, holiday foods. Tell me no, I throw a punch at you.
Yikes. That's kind of the loving empathy that I hope to teach our daughter one day.
You don't screw around with us.
All right.
But yeah, so something along that lines, I was recently rereading one of our books that we'll probably get into in a future episode, but they actually cited a book that goes along with the whole idea of chewing your food, how it's really important to chew your food. And I don't know if you've ever stopped and, like, really, while you're eating a meal, to count how many times you chew your food, but it's surprisingly few times. Like, if you're just eating absentmindedly or eating in front of the television, even if you're eating at a table, you're just trying to consume the food. There's really no point where you're sitting there like, I'm going to, like, chew this for X number of times.
Right.
And have it be a significant number. I was really interested in this story that was cited in this book. It's from the book by, I think his name is Lino Stanchich, and the book is called Power Eating Program, You Are How You Eat. And it talks about how Stanchich's father, Antonio, was actually in a concentration camp in Germany. And he was, you know, he was forced to do a lot of hard labor, and he's given very, very little to eat. I mean, we're talking starvation-type conditions.
Rations,
here.
Yes.
Yeah, so him and two of his buddies, I guess, in there, and there was a group, I think, of 32 people in this concentration camp. He and his buddies actually practiced this chewing of water. So they would get water. They got so little food, though. I think that they started chewing their water, and he started chewing his water like 50 times. So, I mean, you think about that, more than a few chews, that's really what we do to our food.
Right.
But he was chewing his water, and he found he was actually getting more satisfaction, but he was also getting more energy. So even though it was just water, there was no real nutrition, that triggered something in his mind that helped to kind of, well, I guess more satisfy, but also provide more energy. So it was the act of chewing itself that was linked to them feeling like they could go on.
Right.
And in the end of that group of people, he and his friends who chewed water were the only ones that survived.
Wow.
So when he got out, he actually did like a test, this guy's father did, and he tried chewing his food at different lengths. You know, he chewed it, I think, like, he tried like 75 times, 50 times, 100 times, 200 times. He even went up to 300 times.
Wow.
Which, I mean, that must just be mush.
Yeah.
And that must be liquid. But he found that the magical number of 150 provided more energy. And he didn't do it for every single meal. He just did it for the evening meal when he had a lot more time.
Huh,
since,
okay.
You know, obviously we all eat on the go.
Right.
But there was this whole, you know, little story about the benefits of chewing and how it's not just a mindfulness, but how there might actually be a beneficial side, whether it's psychological or there's an actual physical reaction to chewing more. So I gave it a try. We had our pizza party Friday night, and the last one we had, I can inhale half a pizza.
Yeah.
And be totally happy.
Yeah.
No regrets, no shame. I actually chewed more mindfully and started like counting chews, and I think I did like 12 or 15 chews. It was not a lot. But just that was it. I don't know if I got more energy out of it, but I definitely enjoyed it more.
Right.
So the tip and kind of thing to test this Thanksgiving, you love your foods at Thanksgiving, so why not really try to enjoy them more and try and chew your food? So try to chew, pick a number, 10, 15, like start there, but just try to chew each bite that much and see, like, do you get more out of it? You're probably going to get to enjoy it more. You're probably going to have to eat less too, because
yeah.
You're really mindfully consuming food.
Right.
So, and you're really slowing your intake down.
Yeah. And then it also, you know, the kind of like the satiation feeling takes a little while to really kind of sink in.
Yeah.
So if you inhale your food fast, that's why you think, oh, I can go for seconds.
Yeah.
You know, but if you do practice this method, and it's interesting because you weren't quite sure, and I don't know if they referenced in there, but there's certainly some physical reactions that happen in your body when you chew. Actually, digestion starts really once you start chewing. You start producing saliva, and the saliva has enzymes that start breaking that food down. So honestly, the more you chew, the more time it gets to break down. That's where all that energy comes from, because the food's getting better broken down and being absorbed into your body.
Yeah, they actually go into kind of the cause and effect and like why chewing is so important
right.
in this book. And it's really your intestines. It's not your intestines' job to break down food.
Right.
You really are supposed to be chewing
yeah.
your food and doing that because if you're swallowing whole food or poorly chewed bites, your body goes into like crisis management mode, and it's your organs that are normally supposed to be performing necessary functions to maintain your body's happy homeostasis state are now forced to digest things, and they respond in kind with reactions like inflammation,
yeah.
which we've talked previously is really bad when it comes to digestion.
Yeah. And undigested foods particles, they're kind of like breeding grounds for bacteria too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, I mean, honestly, the way you chew, how you eat your food can affect how you feel.
Yeah.
That makes sense, that story about the chewing the water too. And I know you kind of said it that, you know, water doesn't have any macronutrients, doesn't have any protein, doesn't have any carbohydrates or anything like that, but it has a
life-sustaining source.
Yeah, exactly. It has the
yeah.
building blocks of life, carbon, especially,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously hydrogen and water, but,
yeah.
you know, it's necessary to sustain life. You can only mm-hmm. last, I think they say, about 3 days without water, but you can last 30 days without food.
Yeah.
And there's actually a pretty recent, recent might be a bad way to describe it, but there's I think there was a 365-day fast. And it was just water. The guy just, it was medically monitored and everything like
Jeez.
That. But the guy just took water the entire time. That could be a little bit of an exaggeration. I'm going to have to double back, but I've heard people talk about that. And that might
be,
365 might be not be the accurate number of days, but I've heard about very long, extended, medically supervised fasts that are just water fasts. Because you can survive without food, but not without water. So.
Mm.
So that's cool. That's a great tip for enjoying the holidays. And, you know, people think about they get sleepy and they always blame turkey, which we've
mm-hmm.
already debunked too. It's not turkey's fault. Yeah, it's not tryptophan. It's the fact that you're eating so much food that your body is trying to digest all of it.
It's pulling all your energy
yeah.
to your digestion because you just overloaded it.
Right.
And now it's pulling it out of like your limbs and all
yeah.
the other functions.
So you're
like kind of shutting down so you can digest that huge meal.
Exactly. But speaking of food,
we're
bringing
it back.
It's been so long. I know you guys have been waiting for it, but this is actually our second annual Thanksgiving Day Macros game.
Woohoo! I know. Do you have music?
Oh, yeah. We got music.
Oh, good.
It's playing right now. Just pretend. Going in post.
Just dancing, folks.
Okay. So for anybody that's unfamiliar with the macros game, it is a kind of nutritional trivia game where Shan and I go head-to-head, and each of us give one another a food, a serving side of a particular food, and then ask if this specific number of grams of which macronutrient. I did
mm-hmm.
a bad job explaining of it, so
yeah.
let me give you an example, okay? So one apple contains 7 grams of this macronutrient. And then Shannon guesses.
I don't know. Sugar.
Macronutrient. Carbs.
Oh, sorry. So I would guess carbs.
Yes. So the macronutrients, protein, carbs, or fat, and she guesses carbs. Okay? So, and I would say, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, we both sucked at describing that, but...
It's
a pretty straightforward.
Right.
It's a basic guessing game. You all mm-hmm. can play along with us. and right. see kind of how you stack up against us. I'm not going to lie, I've done pretty well in the past.
Yeah, I think she's coming off a couple, like a 2-win streak.
But because of that, I'm kind of like preparing myself for the worst here, right. because I also feel like my brain's been a bit distracted.
Yeah. All right, so excuses. Like, as we said, basically we're going to throw out the questions, and all there is, the answer is protein, carbs, or fat. So you're going to have to guess one of those three, all right? So like Shannon said, play at home and send us your scores online.
Yeah, okay? Tell us if you kicked our butts or not.
So as we mentioned, these are all Thanksgiving Day foods, okay? So it's a bit Thanksgiving Day-themed macros game. All right, so would you like to ask or answer first? Ladies' choice.
I will ask first.
You are asked first. Voiced?
Voiced.
All right, go.
All right, so this is I think not something that I've had at Thanksgiving recently, but it's definitely a holiday food, and I know some people have it. It's a bone-in ham. So this is like a baked ham.
Yeah, like honey baked ham.
Yeah, so this is like a homemade baked ham.
Those used to be stores just dedicated to ham. The Honey Bakes to Ham store. Did you know that?
I thought that was just a brand. I didn't know it was a whole store.
No, there used to be stores. At least where I was from, there was whole stores for honey baked hams. Anyway, sorry.
That's insane.
I digress. Okay.
All right. So, yes, there are, in a 4-ounce serving.
4-ounce serving. Okay.
6 grams of this.
This is honey baked ham?
No, or this is bone-in baked ham.
6 grams. Okay.
4 ounces. 4 ounces.
I'm ruling out protein right off the bat. That's going to be way up there. That's going to be like in the 20s or 30 grams.
Okay.
Okay. I think pork, ham is pork, duh. Usually a fattier type of meat, so I'm going to rule out fat. I'm going carbs.
No.
What?
It is fat.
Wow.
It actually is 0 carbs.
Huh. I would thought there might be some sort
I mean, it's not like, I think
I got the honey baked ham in my head.
If you've got the honey in there, you're thinking like additives. I mean, probably most people add like pineapple or some kind of glaze to it. Hmm. There's probably some carbs in there, but just straight baked ham, 6 grams of fat. You were right about the protein though. Good for you. Because like there should be like a bonus point or something and just tack on like a half point.
Yeah.
Ding. There's a bug flying around
my head right now. Sorry.
It's making really funny faces. But there's 25 grams of protein in just 4 ounces of ham. Nice. So, I mean, overall, 166 calories, too.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty decent, you know, when you take away, like, sugars and sodium and things of additives for ham, it's actually pretty good.
If you get some quality,
good.
Maybe pasture-raised pork, you got some a good option for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going way back into something that was served, they say, was served at the very first Thanksgiving.
Is this where the Native Americans all held hands and they sung around a fire?
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go venison.
Oh, jeez.
Which is deer, for anybody that doesn't know. Okay? A three-ounce venison tenderloin contains 25 grams of what macronutrient?
I'm going to say protein.
Dang it!
Because it's super lean. Venison is super lean. It's one of the reasons I think I don't like it. It's like really...
Well, apparently, ham is lean, too. It only has 6 grams of fat.
It's true.
Jeez.
But, yeah, so...
Perfect. You got all right. You're 1-for-1 already.
Whoa. Dang.
And what didn't help that your first answer, ham, was also 25 grams of protein.
Well, it's like carbs, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty well. I like to lead it off with a little bit of easy
You exposed me to a decent amount of game meat in That's this true. House, so I know the deal.
All right, number two.
This is not a favorite of mine. I've never actually had it at a Thanksgiving. But I think it's very traditional, and I love when other people have it. Sweet potato casserole.
Okay.
So homemade. I don't know if there's marshmallows on it or not, so I can't confirm that. Ooh. But it's a homemade sweet potato casserole, and a serving size is 1/2 cup.
Okay.
Imagine that in your head.
Yep, I got it.
Got it?
I got it.
All right. So there are 4 grams of this macronutrient in 1/2 cup of sweet potato casserole, homemade sweet potato casserole.
I want to take out carbs. Protein or fat? Well, I got to feel like a casserole. Maybe you're adding some sort of fat to it, butter or cream. I'm going protein.
You're right.
thinking, did you give protein? No. Okay, sorry. Yeah, back on the board. Or it on was, the board, not back on the board.
It was 9 grams of fat, and you carbs, it's a starch. So it's 25 grams of carbs in half a cup.
All right, good, good, good. All right, so next one for you. We're going to stick kind of pretty much in the potato family. One of the staple, I think, of Thanksgiving dinners. Mashed potatoes, and these are made with whole milk and butter.
Taters,
okay? Mashed potatoes with whole milk and butter, and 1 cup contains 9 grams of this macronutrient.
If there's whole milk and butter in it, then I'm going to think there's fat. So, and
picture
I know
one
it's...
cup. 1 cup. Picture 1 cup.
I know that there, again, there's a lot more carbs than I would say 9 in a cup, a whole cup. It's either... I don't know about... It's either fat or protein.
That's true.
I'm going to go with fat.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
You really had me worried. You were making that like look like, ooh, I pity you.
No, that was good. That was good deductive reasoning.
Yeah.
Yep, so obviously, I didn't write down the other two macronutrients. Shame on me. But as you imagine, the whole milk and the butter adds where the fat comes from. And in a cup, I mean, you don't know how much what the recipe is. So, I mean, it makes sense that, especially protein, there's not too much protein in the potatoes.
Yeah.
Or in those two other items. Whole milk probably has a little bit of protein, but you're probably using what? Maybe a cup per the whole batch of potatoes.
Yeah, I would say like there's something more like 5 grams of protein or something in
there. Maybe, yeah.
I don't know, but
you got it right. You're 2 for 2. One. Damn it. All right, number 3.
Okay. Stuffing. Mm. So this is a classic bread stuffing.
Right.
So I know there's lots of different types of stuffing out there. Everybody's got their favorite. This is bread. 1 cup. Bread stuffing.
Inside or outside the bread stuffing? I don't know. Just kidding. All right.
You are getting way too complicated here. We're going to assume that this does not have the juices of the turkey on it.
Juice.
There's no juices.
Okay.
AKA there's no gravy. So this is just stuffing.
Right.
The serving size is 1 cup.
Okay.
That's a healthy size serving.
Yeah.
And there are... 10 grams of this macronutrient.
10 grams? Well, we're talking about mostly bread, but also onions, probably celery, maybe some shrooms, but chicken broth also. Oh, man.
You're making me super hungry just describing this. I'm like, I want some Thanksgiving, and I want
know.
It right now.
Oh, gosh.
My nuts are not cutting it. Just broke your train of thought.
I'm trying
sorry.
To distract me with your... Your pseudo-sexual talk.
It's what I'm having.
I mean, I totally forgot. What was the number? What did you give me? 10 grams? What was it?
Yes, it was 10 grams.
10 grams. It's 1 cup. I'm not going to say carbs because it's just vegetables and bread, so it's plenty of carbs. Fat.
You're right.
All right.
Yeah, but it's close because 8 grams of protein.
Wow. I wonder the bread, maybe, I don't know.
I have no idea where the protein comes from.
I don't know if I've made stuffing before.
I think there, are there eggs in stuffing?
Could be, I guess, to hold it together, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought it was just chicken broth. I don't know. Anyways, sorry. All right, so, speaking of... We just talked about this. There's no gravy on that. We've got gravy for the next one. Canned turkey gravy, okay?
Ooh.
1 cup contains 12 grams of what macronutrient?
Oh, crud.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Gravy.
Well, gravy has, obviously, it's made from fat.
Mm-hmm.
How much of this is a serving?
1 cup.
One
and it contains 12 grams of this macronutrient.
12 is like a decent amount, though. It could be fat. There's usually you also make gravy with... It could be carbs, too, because usually you make it with flour or something like that. And then, I mean, I'm sure it has some protein, but I would say it's more like 2 or 3 for a cup, so... fat or carbs? I'm going to go fat.
And we're all tied up, folks. It is carbs.
It is carbs.
Yeah.
See, I knew that there's flour in there. It was tough.
I'm thinking maybe when they cook it down, because don't you reduce it pretty good and then put the flour in? Maybe make it thick? I don't know if that maybe cooks some of the fat off or something. I don't know.
I mean, it is fat.
It is fat.
So, I mean, like you... Like
well, it's the drippings, yeah.
Fat.
Yep. And then the carbs with the, like you said, you just add flour to it, essentially. Yeah. Boom. We're tied up going into the final question.
Bum, 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 bum.
You went first,
Pressure's on, yeah.
No, you answered first, right?
I questioned you first.
Oh, so you throw the final question to me.
Okay.
Let's go. What is it?
We're going to, as the final question, we are going to the dessert round.
Of course. Going tied into the final question, the dessert round.
The dessert round.
I know, this is where you usually shine.
It's usually pretty obvious.
Says you.
Well, all right, so we're gonna go with a southern favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Pecan or pecan pie.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh. So this is an eighth of a pie.
You
visualize a pie, cut it, four slices per side, one slice of that. You know, there's like four slices on each side, so it's eight slices. Sorry, I'm visualizing cutting a pie.
Okay. Yes, eight slices, gotcha.
So one little slice of that. I
gotcha, yep.
Not a huge piece, but there are 25 grams of this.
25 grams. Pecan pie, I feel like that's a lot of carbs. I mean, nuts, but nuts, also a lot of fat. I think one slice, 25 grams, oh man.
I'm like visualizing, so it's like, probably like...
Yeah.
That's a slice.
25 grams, oh man. First intuition says carbs. Mm-hmm. Just because of the sugar. I mean, it's like, what, molasses and sugar and some other stuff. And then pecans,
butter.
Of course.
So butter. Much butter.
Oh. But then pecans and butter, that's a lot of fat. You know, mm-hmm. the nuts. But carbs, there are also a lot of carbs in nuts, too.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say it's...
It's fatter carbs.
It's probably...
Protein. I mean, there's protein in nuts, but I don't think it's going to be that much. 25, that's substantial. See, I feel like 25 is a lot, but there's a lot of sugar, and we could be surprised. I'm going to go carbs.
No.
It's fat, isn't
it's
it?
Fat.
I knew it! You tricked me!
I didn't trick you.
No, I know you didn't.
If I gave you the actual carb number...
It's right. I always think it's like... It's not going to be that high.
69 grams of carbs.
I knew it.
It's like all sugar.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, you get this right, you win the game.
Oh, gosh.
You get this right, you win the game.
This is a lot of
pressure. Okay, so. Kind of the same, essentially, serving size that you just said.
Yeah.
1/8 piece of apple pie.
Ooh.
Contains 14 grams of what macronutrient?
Well, there's apple or sugar. There's got to be a lot more carbs in that. But I'd also say there's not that much protein. It's just crust, which has butter in it. I'm going to go with fat.
Final answer?
I'm going to go with fat.
Ah, you won! Dang it. I can't break your streak.
Yeah. No. My deductive reasoning is so sound.
I got beaten by pecan pie. I should have known. Stupid carbs and sugar.
Oh, and by the way, there's 520 calories.
In one slice?
In one slice of pecan
pie. Holy shnikes.
So, and there's only 5 grams of protein, so don't think that's a redeeming quality at all.
Well, that's another edition of the Macros Game, the second annual Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yeah.
Playing it out. Well, we appreciate you guys listening. Please, like we said, if you got 4 for 4, we would love to know. Send us a message.
Yeah, or if you got 8 you know, if you got all of them. Because if you're just one person playing against both of us.
That's nice. That's nice.
Let us know if you kicked booties.
We'll definitely, you know, repost it or something like there until you are the superior macros game player. All right. So once again, guys, thanks for listening. Please head to iTunes. Give us that rating review. Check out the Addicted to Fitness podcast page.
Go get yourself some coffee with that ATF promo code from the Hemp Coffee Exchange.
Yep, hempcoffeeexchange.com. And I think that's all we got. You got anything else for them?
That's it for today.
All right, this has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Thanks for stopping by and checking out another week. Oh my gosh. I just, for some reason, I got sidetracked with leaving Jazz right there, which is just a bad idea.
Well, we can see how she does.
All right. 5, 4, famous last words right there. 5, 4, 3.